This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
To say President Trump thinks the average American got gypped on the coronavirus relief package, that would be an understatement.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Lawmakers are being sent back to Washington to get it right. Dubai announced the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine had arrived in the city Tuesday and would be administered free of charge in a vaccine drive starting Wednesday. The vaccine was given emergency approval by the Ministry of Health of the United Arab Emirates. The UAE Fatwa Council, which makes religious rulings, decreed that it was permissible to take the vaccine and other medical remedies that use un-Islamic components. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It didn't take long for President-elect Biden to politely snap at reporters questioning his son's alleged illegal activities discovered on Hunter's laptop computer.
President-elect Joe Biden lashed out at a reporter on Tuesday who asked whether he still believes that allegations about his son were the product of Russian disinformation, as he claimed before the election.
Yes, yes, yes. God love you, man. You're a one-horse pony, I tell you. Thank you, thank you. I promise you, my Justice Department will be totally on its own making its judgments about how they should proceed.
Biden's comments directed at Fox News anchor Peter Ducey. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The laptop was forfeited when Hunter Biden did not pay an $80 repair fee. The NFL will play games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. Friday, the Minnesota Vikings will be in the Big Easy and play the Saints, 4:30 p.m. Eastern, on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you think the coronavirus spending bill to help hurting Americans is a bad deal, you're not alone. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
President Trump has told Congress that he wants an amended COVID relief bill without more than $1 trillion in spending that he says has nothing to do with COVID. The spending bill that passed both houses on Monday night contains billions in discretionary spending along with provisions for coronavirus stimulus, funding for vaccine distribution, and direct payments to Americans. The president is finding support for this move with some members of Congress. Arizona Representative Andy Biggs called the bill the worst thing they could have passed. He told Fox News that the president should veto it because it contains a number of measures that would not have passed if they were brought to the floor on their own.
This bill is so bad. They added 60 separate bills into this massive package. I mean, think about that. I mean, these are bills that couldn't get passed on their own, and they threw those in. And so this bill should be vetoed, and I'm hoping it will be.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Lawmakers had about 6 hours to study the 56-600-page proposal before voting on the measure. More residents exited New York State over the last year than any other state and could cost them a congressional seat, according to estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Tuesday. Some 126,000 people bailed on the Empire State between July 2019 and July 2020. New York has been losing locals since 2016, but the most recent drop was significantly larger in recent years. Also taking population hits were Hawaii and West Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Well, I guess I could say we're internationally, we're all around the world. So, hello, world. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, the co-chair of Project 21 National Advisory Board, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, author of How Trump is Making Black America Great Again, the one and only Horace Cooper joins us. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Well, good to have you here, but we've got to talk about some really rough news. This COVID thing is just devastating us, and here we are in supposedly the merriest season of all, going into the holidays, and the latest job report, no bueno, 885,000 applications for unemployment benefits last week. And meanwhile, Congress is still diddling with a resolution here. They've got to get this COVID relief bill passed. Otherwise, it's cold for them when they go home, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. I think one of the biggest drivers in reaching a resolution is the fact that there is going to be an election in the House of Representatives for Speaker. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of Democrats who feel like the decision that Speaker Nancy Pelosi made last fall to try to hurt the president and his reelection efforts by not reaching a deal, they feel like, A, it hurt them and their colleagues, and B, that it was a bad idea. And they've shared as much with her and said that they need to go forward with an agreement. The shame about all of this is, if we had a real working media that was helping the American people to stay informed, she would have been called out, Nancy Pelosi.
Exactly.
And they would have put the kinds of pressure on her so that we wouldn't get to a situation where instead of our economy being able to just continue rapidly growing, that we might reach a stall point. All of that rests on Nancy Pelosi's shoulders, and all of that not because of a sincere disagreement, but because a political decision was made, let's try to hurt our political opponents.
Shame. Exactly. Well, you said it correctly, Horace, in as much as bad ideas. I mean, when you look back the past 12 months, the bad ideas that came out of the Democratic Party, you know, championed by Nancy Pelosi and none other, whether we're talking about impeachment, defunding the police, how they took advantage of COVID-19 for political purposes. I mean, the reason we are where we are today in dealing with COVID in the manner that we have is Donald Trump has had to almost manage this with his hands tied behind his back. But in spite of that, an incredible victory to, because of Operation Warp Speed, to have a vaccine vaccine that is now going into the arms of first responders and other you know, people of importance and significance and need across our country. You know, but you think about all these bad ideas, and these were all brought to you. And let's talk about also some bad ideas on how to mess up an election. I mean, who's gonna pay the price for that? Because I don't hear that it was the Republicans' ideas to really mess up, you know, this whole election process. This was all brought to you by those on the left.
So, a couple things. One is the president deserves a huge, huge appreciation and thanks for the efforts of Project Warp Speed or Operation Warp Speed, and also for using the bully pulpit to get America reopened. And now you're able to see a night and day divide. Those states where we reopened and operated are really, really growing rapidly. Mm-hmm. And those that are refusing to do it, we're seeing a lot of the setback and the difficulty. And overwhelmingly, these unemployment claims are concentrated in those.
Yes.
Now, during the debate over a new COVID response, Nancy Pelosi attempted to stuff in all manner of issues associated with elections that really would have legalized most of the changes that were made unlawfully heading into the election. And it is those changes that were made unlawfully that still maintain the potential for review and for redress for the Trump administration or the Trump campaign.
It's not over.
That's correct. It's mm-hmm. not. And it is not because they never actually changed the law. And the Constitution, Article 1, gives that responsibility and power to state legislators, not state board of electors, not state supreme courts, not governors issuing COVID-19 directives. It specifically gives this power. And we are seeing how the court handles the question of what happens when a governor's orders or a state health administrator's orders conflict with the First Amendment's protection for religious liberty. We're seeing a number of these cases back to back to back where suddenly we've got a reinvigorated view from the court that you just can't do this willy-nilly.
Exactly.
Eventually, that has to trickle down to the elections as well.
Well, Horace, we've been saying for the last couple of weeks that democracy demands courage. And if there was ever a time for courage, it's now, because these are tough things in a way, you know, to go against the culture and this movement that has been created and propagandized by the establishment media, social media, corporate America, and all that. They've led people to believe a false narrative in much the same way as they did in 2016. We've just changed the players a little bit, a little different scenario, but it's nonetheless, it's still a false narrative. And whatever happens, you are going to have a distinct 50% of the country that is going to be in dismay. But if we're going to be in dismay, I'd much rather be in dismay based on the Constitution than based on somebody's opinion, right?
Well, absolutely. That's right. It is, to me, really remarkable how unwilling our mainstream media, I keep saying this again and again, are to act in a responsible way. The Hunter Biden story was suppressed, was prevented. Big tech and mainstream media and their commentators all worked to say there was nothing to see here, nothing to see here. It turns out it was a huge story, and now more than half of Americans say that A, they believe that it was intentionally suppressed, and B, that it affected the outcome of the election. If Vice President Biden is able to prevail, he'll owe that to this effort, this phony effort to suppress and prevent the American people from hearing the truth.
Historically, Horace, has America ever been subjected to such overt censorship?
We've never seen anything like this, but there's never been the technological capability to do this, and there's never been the wherewithal where people agree it's useful to crash their own reputation. It would be like you coming on the program trying to sell socialism.
Yes.
It would be a crazy idea, and would be very, very harmful to this program and to your listeners.
I'll tell you, I'm sure if I did come on the air and started trying to sell socialism, the CCP and other media acolytes would expand our show, which is another conversation. More from Horace after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The National Center for Public Policy Research co-chair of Project 21, National Advisory Board, legal analyst, professor, and former constitutional law professor, Horace Cooper, continues with us. Horace, Senator Johnson held a hearing on election integrity yesterday, and I'm sure you had a chance to view some of the highlights. What were your main takeaways from that?
So once again, when we were informed that there were serious issues about corruption associated with Hunter Biden, the media assured us that this just wasn't true, that the senator from Wisconsin, Mr. Johnson, was actively trying to interfere and promoting Russian propaganda. One of the things that we found out in the hearing, if people were watching, is that it appeared that there were members on his committee, who happened to be Democrats, who were the ones telling the media that this was Russian propaganda. And that we found out that those members were informed. Eric Peters of Michigan, it probably wouldn't have been helpful in his reelection, which he won very narrowly this year, if word had gotten out that he was spreading a lie that discussions about Hunter Biden were coming from Russia and were a form of propaganda designed to interfere with the election. This news was big news, and it is telling how much effort was made to prevent the American people from hearing the truth about what was going on and what is likely going on with not just Hunter Biden, but the entire Biden family business enterprise.
Exactly. And look at the numbers. The post-election numbers were Democratic voters, near a majority of them had not heard, reportedly, had not heard about Hunter Biden. And a good percentage, I don't know, I've heard varying numbers from 5 to 15% of those said they would not have voted for Joe Biden. Were they aware of that?
So just a quick rundown for your audience. Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, Richard Nixon, every single one of these former presidents, Gerald Ford, their wealth status only increased slightly, not even 20% after they left office. Barack Obama, William Jefferson Clinton, and apparently former Vice President Biden doesn't get a 10%, doesn't get a 20%, but nearly 100% increase in their net wealth. In fact, the poorest president that we've ever had was William Jefferson Clinton, and now if you look at the 45 or 46 presidents and list them according to their wealth, the Clintons are now in the top five.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
What that means about the exploitation of the position of presidency and how that's not serving America well.
You know, being since you've mentioned Barack Obama, my question has been all week, who was pulling the lever on all this voter fraud? Who was talking to these election officials and getting them to do these things that we've got over 1,000 affidavits for, sworn testimony of these shenanigans that took place in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, Nevada? I mean, go right on to Arizona, go right on down the line. Who was it? Some people have said it's George Soros, but I don't think George Soros has the relationship with all the entities that were involved here. I mean, we're talking the establishment media, we're talking social media, we're talking corporate America, we're talking the communist Chinese. Go right on down the line. I mean, this was one incredible put together, organized coup of a duly elected president and a supposedly a free and fair election process.
Remember, when those election reforms, so-called election reforms, were placed in the COVID-19 measure, those election reforms were designed to remove all all of the vestiges of protections of our elections. It is precisely that decision that demonstrates it's not an accident. We intended to lawfully make it possible for people who are not residents in a state to vote. We intentionally, lawfully made it possible for people to vote more than once or twice. We intentionally wanted people who were felons to be able to vote. It isn't just some spontaneous process. This was a coordinated effort to change the rules. The thing is, they didn't end up doing it lawfully. The people on the ground who cheated, the people on the ground who engaged in the fraud, they may ultimately end up having a rendezvous with accountability. But the idea that they just came up with this concept, oh, I don't know, let's just start in July. Let's just start in October. Oh, let's just do this on Election Day. It's not obvious to me that that just sort of happened spontaneously.
No, it does
appear that it required the idea to be, let's have no restrictions whatsoever on voting. And remember, if Orange Man bad, you should be allowed to do anything.
Exactly.
Including cheating and stealing the election to change that.
Well, here we've got, you know, the Dominion hardware, you know, the whole system of software, internet involvement and interference. I mean, it is amazing how 4 years ago we go from being so concerned about foreign influence in our elections and we're chasing down Russia. And even during that whole process, you and I talked about this, is that I said, you know, we're probably going after the wrong person here. I mean, what can Putin do? I mean, with $100,000 worth of social media ads, I mean, that's nothing. That doesn't do anything. But yet he was given credit as if he spent, you know, $100 million worth of influence. It was all, a lot of this was just Don Quixote fighting windmills, is what I said. And you know, here we are 4 years later, and as you said, this was a process. We had Dominion coming in, making inroads. This is all very spurious. I mean, to the point that even Texas said, hey, no, get it out of here. We don't want it here. And even with that information, because it wasn't like the governors did this in the black. They were talking. They had conversations about this. But yet, you know, Governor Kemp and Georgia and others went ahead and got involved with it, knowing that it was, you know, was subject to scrutiny, and it didn't come with, you know, positive endorsement. You also had what happened in California in the midterms with the ballot harvesting and what they were able to do and flipping seven red districts in one voting cycle, Horace, that's near impossible unless you cheat. And, you know, so all the signs were there. And even Donald Trump, again, you said, you know, orange man bad. So anything that Donald Trump says, you know, you've got to throw it away. But it's quite canny how uncanny how all the things or most of what he said has been the truth. And but yet he's the bad guy.
Again, my big disappointment has been the failure of the media. My second disappointment has been the failure of our court system to actually straightforwardly attack these issues. Yes. In fact, if the court had acted this summer, we could have avoided a lot of these problems that we're facing right now.
You're saying the court, the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court and federal courts. Mm-hmm. The issue has been that even like the big Pennsylvania case, if the Supreme Court had ruled that Pennsylvania's Supreme Court can't just simply rewrite election law, they could have done that well before the election, and all the other jurisdictions would have actually had to comply with that same ruling. They decided not to, and that has created a huge level of conflict and disagreement and confusion that ultimately is going to have to get sorted out. These lawsuits aren't going to go away regardless of what happens on January 20th.
You talk about a constitutional crisis. I don't know of a bigger constitutional crisis that America's ever faced, Horace. Do you?
And that's what the court is supposed to be capable and willing to confront. It's a shame that it tried to push that back.
Exactly. Horace Cooper, legal analyst, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Thank you, Horace. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
To say President Trump thinks the average American got gypped on the coronavirus relief package, that would be an understatement.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Lawmakers are being sent back to Washington to get it right. Dubai announced the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine had arrived in the city Tuesday and would be administered free of charge in a vaccine drive starting Wednesday. The vaccine was given emergency approval by the Ministry of Health of the United Arab Emirates. The UAE Fatwa Council, which makes religious rulings, decreed that it was permissible to take the vaccine and other medical remedies that use un-Islamic components. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
It not only has to be alive, but it has to be activated and well. This is what's commanded of us in this Democratic Republic. And now more than ever that we find ourselves dealing with some serious constitutional issues. Are we going to continue to be a constitutional republic, or the visions of socialists that have been, deluging us for the last 18 months, are we going to yield to that? I mean, maybe that's the question today. I'm Bill Martinez, and Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now, the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. But that doesn't stop us, because I think we're up to about 25 facts now that we can't talk about, Wilfred. They just keep growing.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's the number after COVID-19, the end of the election, so on down the line. I mean, it's definitely a challenging time for free speech right now.
Well, of course, Taboo was, you wrote it the latter part, fourth quarter of last year. And so we've had a lot more facts to add to Taboo. If nothing else, I mean, I've just been writing in the margins here. Because, you look back, for the past year and what we've gone through. Wow. I mean, this has been a whirlwind. I mean, we started out the year robust, thinking, man, it's all looking good. And, things are going to be rolling along. And then comes COVID. And wow, we've been in a spin ever since.
Yeah, I think this is an example of something that's really stressed in a lot of spiritual teachings and a lot of military writings as well, which is that you can't really ever anticipate really bad things.
Mm-hmm.
At the start of 2020, I mean, we had, you know, a tough talking but relatively popular president. There were no major domestic issues looming up. The economy was at an all-time high. Certainly, if you look at black and Hispanic unemployment, the parties were fighting, but that's what they're paid to do. And then all of a sudden, you start hearing these murmurs from China, our trade partner, that, you know, something is happening. You start seeing these videos, if you're a YouTube guy, of them locking down cities and melting doors shut with blowtorches and this kind of thing. Then the bug hit over here, and I think even worse, the reaction to that, and, you know, some of the things leading up to the election, the Hunter story, corruption allegations on all sides, crime starts peaking, George Floyd. So, yeah, I mean, you never can really predict that kind of confluence of things, which is why it's always good to be prepared, whether that's in terms of weaponry, money, because bad things can happen really unexpectedly.
Exactly. And, of course, it seemed to be ripe with everything that was going on with the cancel culture. You know, up was down, down was up. We were more often denying the truth. Gender options, I think in one university in California, I think they're up to like 64 different gender options that are available. I mean, this has been a stressful year just trying to live life, much less trying to keep up with, you know, this woke wave and, you know, the proper use of pronouns so you don't find yourself in court.
Yeah, one thing that's kind of surprising about this to me is how this all endured during COVID. I mean, even early on when there were talks of, you know, at minimum a trade war with China, there are these major domestic and international issues going on. And my assumption as a betting man was that wokeness would kind of have to take a sideline. I mean, there's no way this stuff could come into play while we're trying to stop, you know, 500,000 people from dying or getting seriously sick. But it didn't. I mean, within 2 or 3 weeks, you're starting to see these stories in the New York Times and the Washington Post, like COVID-19 affects black people harder. Are there special transgender consequences of COVID-19 and so on? So that actually was something that made me realize how entrenched a lot of this nonsense is. I mean, unless we resist this and kind of the sane middle and right of the country, This isn't a movement that plans on going anywhere.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, a part of that has been the intensification of the trans movement. And one quick line on that, transgender used to mean people who have gender dysphoria, which is a real mental and to some extent physical disease. You believe you are the opposite gender. And most people, I think, would look at that and say, well, you can't play girls basketball, but okay, I'm not going to be abusive to you. I recognize this is a mental condition. That's now expanded to this idea you can kind of pick your own sex.
Right.
So when I talk to, you know, the friends of kids, most of my little cousins and kids I mentor are pretty normal, so on down the line. But when I talk to some of their friends, you hear people say things like, you know, my girlfriend is polygender or Aaliyah gender or something like that. And all these refer to something different. I feel like a girl in the morning, but I feel like a boy in the afternoon. That's actually one of them. Mm-hmm. That is a new concept. And I think it's going to be, again, up to normal citizens how seriously that concept is taken. Like, if you don't have a diagnosed mental condition and you just say you have three personalities, what are people going to do about that? That's up to us.
Yeah, exactly. And right now, they're freewheeling. I mean, you talk about the wild frontier here, and the challenge that you have, even in the space of a wild frontier, there is still, you know, for them some remedy, because they can go to the courts and complain about it. And in some cases, you could be hit with a fine because you found yourself being insensitive to a woke individual.
Yeah, I don't think that's gone as far in the USA as it has in other countries, but there's some proposals. I mean, first of all, you're starting to see a lot of attempts to restrict free speech by chopping out this separate category of hate speech. So in New York, they just banned the sale of Confederate flags.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about this on Twitter, and it turns out there's some caveats. It's only in certain locations, like all land owned by the state. You know, or leased by the state. But I mean, that's something that's being done, you know, a challenge to speech at that level. I'm no fan of the Confederacy, but the idea is, well, that's not speech, that's hate.
Mm-hmm.
And you're starting to see in the same sort of, you know, regular offenders, New York, California, Oregon, moves to almost criminalize. It's still mostly civil, but the what's called misgendering, where if someone is a biological male, which is the term I'm going to use, but they mm-hmm. identify as a woman, if you call them sir or something that would traditionally be polite, you can face a small fine or something like that. Again, this is something that needs to be opposed at the beginning because it can get to extraordinary levels of ridiculousness.
Mm-hmm.
In the UK, a guy I actually know, the comedian who goes by Count Dankula, was nearly jailed because he taught his pug dog to do a Nazi salute. It was one of those little dogs. It wasn't a working dog. I think he hunts. The dog was just at home, and he's like, I'm going to make this dog do stuff. So he made the dog sort of a prop in his comedy routines. And obviously, he's a working-class Brit, hates the Nazis.
Right.
But one of the things he taught it to do is these political gestures. And because one of them was a Nazi salute, I think the dog was taken. He was charged with several crimes. Like, you can just Google his comedy and get a Nazi pug. We risk that.
This is amazing, but this is what happens, as my old mentor used to say to me, that sometimes you can be so open-minded, your brains fall out.
Well, I think that the problem with being entirely open-minded in a democracy, I mean, what the ancient philosophers would have called a republic, is that many of our enemies do not live in republics, or our rivals, if you prefer.
Right.
But, I mean, China is a one-party dictatorship, you know, fine, advanced country, but an enemy, and it has one political party that's allowed. Many of the Arab states are kingdoms. So, I mean, when we allow full expression of some of these philosophies, whether that's traditionalist Islamism rather than just the religion itself, or that's communism, I mean, many of the people discussing these things are at least potentially agents of powerful enemies we have that don't have any of our freedoms of speech and so on. That doesn't mean we should ban this kind of speech, although I probably would in some cases, but it does mean that we shouldn't mandate it. If someone says you have to include, you know, segments teaching radical critical race theory in high school textbooks, or you have to agree to address people however they want to be addressed. I mean, you're taking a big chunk of freedom away and doing a favor to people who in their own societies may have very little freedom. So there's an irony there.
Mm-hmm. Well, just by virtue of the title of the class itself is influential, isn't it not, and prejudiced?
The title of the class,
in terms of what you just said, critical race theory. I mean, as opposed to saying, hey, can we study the topic, in terms of, some sort of, I don't know, an objective perspective? I mean, because it just seems that it's already tainted as you go in.
Yeah, critical race theory isn't managing diversity training that you do as a young executive. It's the idea that the basis of our society is racial oppression. Yeah, I don't think teaching that's usually very helpful to the kids.
Yeah, because, I mean, the kids get it. I mean, they're seeing, okay, all right, I see where the starting point is. We're not starting at zero. We're starting already down a predetermined road here, as opposed to really having a fair and a, if I can say this, an open-minded, objective discussion of something that is so important. Dr. Wilfred Riley is with us, and our conversation will continue after this. Stay with us.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Right here, right now. Martinez.
Okay, call me the eternal optimist. My dad did. I still believe in this country. I believe in, you know, the goodness of the American people. And if you think not in this holiday season, you start hearing stories. I mean, it's something the mainstream media doesn't want to tell you about. We have a weekly feature and where we're talking about, you know, Dr. Riley, how people pay it forward, the good things that are happening in neighborhoods. In fact, I was just having a conversation with an executive, and she was saying how, you know, as a family project, they would they do their special holiday cookies or family traditional cookies and hand them out to first responders and to people in the neighborhood, because you have in some neighborhoods you've got retired people that have been locked down. They haven't had a chance to go out there, interact with their grandkids and that. I mean, it's been a very depressing year in that sense. And here is an opportunity to do just a little bit of kindness that will go a long way. And I feel that here's the season that, you know, can possibly bring out the best in all of us. That's my hope.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are definitely things like doing good or giving to charity. I mean, this is kind of a quick answer, that are almost always good ways to make yourself feel better and improve life for others. Life often is extremely simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. And it's amazing, just as you said, how we serve others, what we do to others. And, you know, and here we are in this gift-giving season, and we're told it's better to give than receive. And we realize this during the season, that it is in the gift-giving that we're blessed so immensely. And it's one of those, you know, circles that blesses the gift-giver as well as the one that receives.
Yeah, I actually just almost funny story. I once lost a debate to a Jesuit priest. And the generally don't want to argue with the Jesuit priest. The topic of the debate was morality. And what I said is that outside of the Ten Commandments, the basic, I didn't see too much objective, ultimate morality. I mean, they're massive debates. If you look at either the scientific psych literature, or you look at, you know, scriptural writings, right and wrong, to some extent, that's up to you. And what the priest said was, okay, I mean, I almost agree with that. But would you say that despite the fact that there are these disagreements and despite the fact there aren't, you know, direct claims for some of these things, there are 50 or 60 moral rules that are the same across, you know, all societies? And I said, well, probably, you know, don't steal and so on. And he said, well, doesn't that make you think they probably work? And it's a very good point. I mean, there's certain things that are kind of virtuous cycles.
Yes.
So if your focus on Christmas is what you're going to receive, and you're buying cheap, tawdry gifts, after a couple of years, you'll get a reputation for that, and you won't receive very much.
Right.
If your focus is on pleasing your friends, family, you know, giving the nicest possible things to, you know, your father and your wife, people are going to understand that, and the same thing is going to happen to you. And that really is what karma is, like, leaving the religious stuff aside. This, you don't need magic to explain these things. If you're in a small village where everybody knows what everybody else does, and you have a reputation as an evil guy, it's not going to be entirely surprising that you wind up dead in the woods with some hunter's arrow in your back because, quote-unquote, he missed.
Right.
So exactly. People understand who you are and what you do. It's good to appear to be, but it's even good to be a fairly good person so you get those rewards.
Yeah, and, you know, some of these principles that you point out are so, they're so simple, I mean, and powerful. You know, like you say karma, I say you reap what you sow. You know, same thing. I mean, look at you, get what you give. You know, even like the Beatles, what the Beatles sang, you know. So it's been there, and these are truisms that when spoken, it's like it hits a part of your spirit that is undeniable, unless you're just a total knucklehead. And in that case, there's no conversation. And that leads to, you know, back to where we were talking about earlier, is in some of these topics, if we're in the realm of emotion, it's very difficult to have an objective conversation. And our country, for whatever reason, and I've often said this, Will, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And when opinion rules, there's lots of narratives. There's, you know, false and true. But you have to be careful. You have to exercise and stay connected with your critical mind to be able to filter out, okay, what am I being, you know, what's being expressed to me? Am I being expanded? Am I grateful for the conversation or am I just worn out?
Yeah, I mean, so the starting point for me when it comes to any serious conversation is the old debater's line, you're entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts.
Right.
So the baseline, and this is just a useful piece of advice for anyone that has serious conversations, the baseline starting point should be what the facts actually are. So when it comes to a lot of even very serious conversations, for example, the transgender conversation we had earlier, I'm quite polite to individual people who believe themselves to be trans. But the baseline reality there is that it's actually really easy to define males and females. Now, males have penises, and you can go beyond that to an XY chromosomal order and so on. So if someone is a male biologically but says there's a female, again, we should never be abusive, but the baseline question is, what do you mean by that?
Right.
I mean, that's critically important. And similarly, in even the critical COVID-19 debate, there are empirical questions that shape our perspective, like what's the actual fatality rate for the disease, not what we were initially told, because that could easily change what we should do.
Right. And that's being lost in translation, isn't it?
Ben, I mean, there are plenty of these questions. Do masks work? I mean, so very often people make arguments not necessarily because they sincerely believe the argument is true, but because they like the results it would generate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a powerful blue state governor and you want to get reelected and you'd also like, you know, a little less crime in the streets and so on, I mean, there's a logical basis for you to say, this is so dangerous, everyone should just stay home for a year. But that position might inspire passion in you, but it doesn't necessarily make sense factually. So, I mean, my argument, my point really would be always get as many facts as you can. Find out what the truth is. There are often people, and this gets into a lot of things we could talk about, from race relations to election issues, who consciously try to hide the truth from you. But it's almost always out there. Go to the library.
Exactly. Well, you have to want to pursue the truth. And we have assumed for too long, for decades here, that whether it's the media, you know, others that we've relied on, that they were truthful entities, our elected officials. And what we're realizing now with the exercise of critical thinking, the realization of the facts, is that we've been lied to. And, of course, one of the biggest lies, I mean, speaking of the election, here we are. I mean, we're in this big mess because a lot of people lied to us, Wilford. I mean, that's, you know, this is what people have to wake up to. And I said, and my question all week has been, who put this together? You know, I don't believe it was George Soros. I believe it was some other influencer or key influencers. I don't think it was Joe Biden by no means. I mean, he may have been in the room, but I don't think he was the one pulling the levers. But there's somebody here in this country that had control of the social media domain, entertainment, establishment media, corporate America, that pulled the lever, that called the shot, that said, okay, this is going to happen, and here's how it's going to come down. And I'm still waiting for somebody to cough up a manual that outlines and tells all these people, okay, when we hit a certain number, we're going to tell you to shut down. We're going to pretend that we're going to stop the counting. And, you know, when the Republicans get out of the room, we're going to put cardboard up in the windows, and we're going to start the counting again, and then we're going to send you some numbers. Somebody orchestrated that, Will. I don't think it happened at a local precinct level.
I think, to me, I actually think we might disagree on some of this. I think that quote-unquote conspiracy theories always go one step too far. So, I mean, I was talking recently with a buddy of mine who is a 9/11 truther. Mm-hmm. And he went through this whole thing about how jet fuel doesn't get hot enough to melt tool steel beams. Mm-hmm. So there had to be bombs in the towers or something. And I asked, well, why wouldn't you just assume that the kind of mob-run unions they had in New York in the 80s subbed in one-third wrought iron, which would explain the whole thing. He was literally drawing equations and so on. Mm-hmm. And the guy looked incredibly crestfallen, because that's obviously a possibility.
Yes, exactly.
It, it's the same thing for me with this. First of all, I mean, obviously there are shenanigans off hours in a big city in a polling place. I mean, I don't think that there's been documentation of that that was well done, but that certainly could have happened. But I don't think we need to go to the level of did someone tell poll workers to miscount votes to get to was there, corporate America's hand in this election. The most obvious example of that was the total filtering and controlling of information that was negative about Joe Biden before the election. I mean, so, like, mm-hmm. remember the Hunter Biden story?
50 yes, exactly.
Who'd
right.
obviously been paid, came out and said, came out and said, this is Russian. They called it compromise. They called it Russian disinfo. This was an editorial. Mm-hmm. We now know the entire thing happened.
Yes.
The media is now massively reporting on Hunter Biden. You've got Bo Alinsky doing mainstream news.
Yes.
I mean, so when you look at how rigging of power happens, it doesn't have to be this sketchy stuff in a dark room. It's just Twitter won't run the story about your opponent smoking crack. Like, it's very often quite simple, or your opponent's eldest son smoking crack.
Yes. Well, you see, my situation with my marketing mindset and background, I look at it in its totality, to start seeing all the lines of influence, how they come into play. And, yes, we can talk about social media, but I thought it was quite interesting, the way corporate America got into it and donated an incredible, an inordinate amount of money to the Democratic Party. You know, that had influence. The cancel culture, you know, people, you know, a big part of marketing is word of mouth. You know, they talk about you and, oh, yeah, Dr. Riley, you know, and now you're canceled. Dr. Riley's bad. We can't talk about Dr. Riley anymore, so we've got to tamp him down. And they did that with Donald Trump. But regardless of that, I mean, look at all the parades, the rallies. I mean, you had a 96-mile car parade in Arizona. 96-mile car parade for Trump in Arizona. But he loses the state. I don't know. Like you said, there's lots of roads of conspiracy you can get down and go down. And, not that I want to live there, but I'm uncomfortable that I'm drawn to that, I guess. Dr. Wilford Riley, have a great holiday. Thank you for being with us. Take care.
You too, Bill. Merry Christmas.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final